About 11:11. 11:11 is amazing. Have you seen it? You see it everywhere, don't you? And if you have not seen it, get ready. You know, as soon as someone puts you to it, you start seeing it every single place you go. You know, 11:11 is an angel number. It's a number that we're all seeing. And I remember when I first heard about 11:11, I was like, oh my God, who will I ask? And instantly, like everyone else in the room, I generally go to Doreen Virtue to see if she has the answer, because she usually does. And I remember Doreen Virtue's kind of explanation of it, you know, being focus on your thoughts, become aware of your thoughts, they are creating your world. And I was like, whoa, that's amazing. But the 11:11 became almost haunting in my own life. Like every single place I went, I seen 11:11. Like on the tube, it was like 11:011. You know, like the carriage number. Like everywhere I go, it's like haunting me. Like the car, I went to Bahrain recently to do a coaching session, random. And the car that picked me up was like a white Mercedes with 11:11 on it. Like I couldn't make it up. Like everywhere I go, there's always these opportunities to see it. But what is it? And the first thing I want to say is it's not a new message. It's something that is old as life itself. It's a teaching that we've all heard time and time again. It's a teaching that Buddha, that Jesus, and all the great spiritual teachers of our lifetimes have shared, that we are all one. I believe that when we see 11:11, the universe is saying you are one with everything that is and ever will be. It's reminding us that we are part of the whole, that we are part of each other, that we are within each other. The coolest thing about this is the fact that physics, quantum physics, and all that other cool stuff that David Hamilton knows about, that's starting to really coincide with what spiritual teachers have been saying forever. Science is starting to prove that spirituality is real. It's starting to acknowledge that we are all interconnected and all one. 11:11 is a message, a reminder from the universe to you, saying that you are one with everything that is. And therefore, if you are one with everything that is, what are you doing to contribute to the oneness? Whatever you are going through, whatever you are feeling is contributing to the whole. Now, don't let that make you feel guilty. But everything that you are doing and experiencing in your life is contributing to the whole. It's contributing to the greater picture of this universe. When 11:11 flashes up in your face, it's reminding you to get back on. It's reminding you to get back on the unicorn. It's reminding you to turn it back on, to switch on the light to full, to be the light that you were supposed to be, to contribute love to the oneness. That's what I feel 11:11 is. And I'm obsessed with it. I've got it tattooed on my hand everywhere I go. So I believe that 11:11 is the universe recruiting you. Do you remember that from the war? The guy's like, we need you. I think 11:11 is the modern message from the universe, using everything that is to remind us that we're part of it. And it's encouraging us to remember. It's encouraging us to become part of it again and share with it. It's recruiting us to be the lights that we were supposed to be. The coolest thing, the one thing that we all have in common is the fact that we have a soul. The fact that you have a soul tells me you have a light. Your light is your soul. You're just sharing its goodness with everyone you meet. It doesn't have to be through Reiki or healing. It can be through your smile, your presence, your kindness, your compassion. It can be through your capacity to listen to the suffering of a friend. It does not matter how you do this work. It just matters that you're doing it in the first place. Boom. The next thing I always like to share is the universe has no expectation. It's not just recruiting us and it's saying you've got 4 hours to get it done. The only thing that has expectation is our ego self. Now, let's talk about the ego. Because I love my ego. I wouldn't have these shoes if I didn't have one. So, I'm just being real, right? Let's talk about ego. Ego is a beautiful thing in many ways. Now, that sounds crazy, right? But I've only found that the only way through my ego is to treat it with love and compassion. A Course in Miracles says, I create what I defend against. So every time we fight with the ego, we create it. So the ego is a really powerful tool that gives us the opportunity to decide if we want to action something or not. That's it. It's a really powerful tool. And so, for example, say you've got an opportunity to come up. And for example, say you had an opportunity to lead a meditation circle with your friends. Or if you're a medium, you've got your first opportunity to stand on the platform and share a demonstration. Or you're a Reiki practitioner and you have the opportunity to have your first real client. There's a good chance that something inside of you will start fighting against what's about to happen. It'll say, you're not good enough, you're not cool enough, you're not experienced enough, you're not gifted enough, you're not slim enough, you're not big enough, you're not tall enough, you're not enough, yeah? So we all know that voice, right? And so that's the voice that starts to create expectation as well. It's like, you have to do this or you don't have to do this. And then it's like, you can't do it. And it's like, okay, I'm not going to do it. And it's like, you have to do this. And it starts creating this crazy tug of war. I just wanted to get clear that the universe is not prompting that voice. The universe gives us an opportunity, but it's fully accepting whether we take it or not. That's it. The universe gives us windows, doors, opportunities, these experiences to share our gifts and our talents. We get to choose whether we do them or not. And the universe does not reject us if we don't follow that call. So if you've had that feeling ever since you've been very young that you have a psychic ability, a psychic capacity, you have a gift to share with the world and you've put it off, it's never too late. The universe is always willing for you to help it, but it's not expecting you to either. Whenever the voice of your ego becomes present within an internal conversation, thank it. Thank you, ego, for reminding me how much I care. That's my prayer to it every time. Thank you, ego, for reminding me how much I care to make a difference. Thank you, ego, for reminding me how much I care to share this goodness with the world. Whenever your ego barks, don't fight with it. You fight with your ego, you create a war in your own mind. Your ego is silenced in the presence of love. You are love. Whenever your ego takes over, you've just forgotten, but it's temporary. You can come back anytime. You can come back anytime because it's always here. It's always there. Love is waiting for you to arrive. Are you ready to come back? So let's talk about a light worker. A light worker to me is an embodiment of an earth angel. And I really like that idea. And I think earth angel is another overly used term sometimes, but I think it's a fabulous term. And let's just talk about angels for a minute, because every single person that's speaking about angels today is going to tell you a different thing, right? So I just want to talk about that for a second, because it's quite controversial. And I'm also really grateful that Hay House presents the opportunity to see different angles to one subject, because every single one all has meaning. Every single one all has a different way in. Every single one might have a different lane on the highway to love, but they're all lanes in their own right. So I think that's really important. But for me, an angel is a divine expression of love. It's an extension of universal energy. To many people who always ask me, how Or lots of people say to me, why do you speak to angels, not God, right? You heard that? Now, the way I look at it is an angel is an extension of the divine mind. If God was to be a brain, every time that brain was to think, the thought would be an angel. The angel is never separate from God. If God was to be a heart, every time the heart of God was to beat, the beat would be an angel. So therefore, every time you are speaking to an angel, that you are invoking their presence, praying out, calling out to an angel, you are speaking directly to the heart of creation. You are speaking to the heart of God. So a light worker is the embodiment of God's love on earth. A light worker doesn't need to know they're a light worker. And that's a really important thing. Because we all know the wee genie in our lives that goes to chapel 5 days a week and prays for the whole entire town and back. We all know someone that goes to some sort of spiritual tradition.